we began right here in the United States in California's Central Valley. It's farm country, some of the richest in the world. Think of this, 80% of all water fit for human use in the state is used for agriculture. That's according to the California Department of Water Resources. Much of the valley depends on water that flows to farms from mountain peaks and reservoirs hundreds of miles away. This year, with one of the worst droughts in California's history and overall water supplies so tight, the demand for groundwater has touched off a free-for-all. Farmers are rushing to drill thousands of new wells to save crops, and others have mined groundwater to sell to those willing to pay almost any price to get it. Is this cause for alarm? Not everyone is convinced.
I just want to stress that, you know, that there's no reason for panic. It's not gloom and doom. These things come and go in cycles.
We'll hear more from California well driller Matt Rotman in a minute. Dan Brecky has this report on what some are calling a well drilling arms race.
Steve Arthur has been in the well drilling business for decades and says he's never seen anything quite like it.
Well, the drought is getting worse.
He's on the road from Fresno to see yet another customer.
People just call and say, put me on the list. It just can't keep up with the demand. I met two customers yesterday. I ended up with 8 wells. It's officially getting crazy.
Business has been running like that since late last year when it became apparent that fall rains would not arrive and California was headed deep into drought. With little water running into the state's network of reservoirs, regulators cut water deliveries to almost nothing this year. That's forced farmers, large and small, to idle hundreds of thousands of acres and turn to groundwater pumping to make it through the drought. The price that some operations are paying for wells is staggering. Bob Zimmerer is another Fresno County well contractor. One of his crews is drilling a well almost half a mile deep to tap a San Joaquin Valley aquifer.
This is roughly going to be about a $700,000 well. Like I said, the pump would probably be roughly about a $200,000 pump. Basically, it's about $1 million investment to drill this well.
In a normal year, California might get 30 to 40% of its total water supply from groundwater. This year, that figure will be much higher, as much as 65%. All that pumping is expected to limit widely feared losses in farm production. But even as he drills well after well, Zimmerer says this can't go on.
Sooner or later, the skies will open up and we will get some rain. We just hope that it's sooner than later because at this point in time, we don't want to keep on going on at this pace, you know, for the drilling itself and for the pumping, because really the underground aquifer can't quite sustain this much. It's more of a temporary fix.
Decades of heavy pumping from Central Valley aquifers has already taken its toll. Water levels have declined sharply in many areas. In some places, the valley surface is slowly collapsing, shrinking the capacity of the aquifers to recharge during wet years. Some say the prolonged heavy pumping threatens permanent harm to the state's water supply. Jay Famlietti is a professor of Earth System Sciences at the University of California, Irvine.
We're on a one-way trajectory towards depletion, towards running out of groundwater in the Central Valley.
Famlietti uses a familiar metaphor to illustrate what's happening to Central Valley groundwater.
You have a bank account and it starts at a certain value. You have a certain amount of money in there and you start using that money in your bank account. But you only put in a little bit every year, but you take out a heck of a lot more. The balance goes down. And that's exactly what we're doing in the Central Valley and actually in a lot of aquifers around the world. So we have a little bit of replenishment and a lot of depletion. And most of that depletion happens during droughts. That's why I'm so concerned about this particular drought, because it's worse than ever.
One of my wells has dropped 15 feet in a couple of months. So, you know, we're heading into areas that we've never experienced before.
Louis Bandoni was one of a large group of valley farmers who showed up in May to tell the Merced County Board of Supervisors to stop a project that involves what's called groundwater mining. The dispute is over a plan by two big farming operations to pump as much as 8 billion gallons of groundwater over the next 2 years and send it to a district 50 miles away. The farmers there, including almond growers trying to save their trees, have been cut off from their normal reservoir supply. But farmers like Bob Weimer, living near the site of the planned groundwater mining, told the board that too little is known about the project's possible impact.
You actually identified a very fragile environment that we have, and we don't understand it. We do understand when our wells go dry.
Steve Sloan, one of the farmers who wants to sell the water, stands to make millions of dollars if the deal is approved. But he says it's really for the good of all the farmers in the area.
We don't want to damage the aquifer. We don't want to damage our neighbors. But we do want to see agriculture in Merced County survive. And the way that we survive is by cooperating.
No final decision has been made on this or on another much larger groundwater mining proposal in the Sacramento Valley. But the rush to drill new wells and the virtually uncontrolled pumping is a sign that
we don't regulate or manage at all our groundwater. We don't know how much there is. We don't know when it'll run out when we start pumping.
Jerry Cadigan is a retired water lawyer who calls himself a water activist after decades of involvement in conservation battles.
It's scary because we don't know in a given area of the state, in a given aquifer or so-called groundwater basin, we don't know when we're going to basically reach bottom.
The reason for that state of affairs? Individual farmers and the state's powerful agricultural industry together have fought state regulation for years, fearing they could lose control of an indispensable resource. But amid concerns about the current drought's long-term impact, momentum is building for change. Bills in the state legislature and new proposals from both farm and city water users and policy experts would give local water districts better tools and more authority to make sure groundwater is efficiently managed.
That's really the thrust, is empowering the locals and then having a state framework where, if necessary, the state can take regulatory action. But if you lead with regulatory, we'll probably just be in the courts for a long time.
Lester Snow, former chief of the state's resources agency, heads the nonprofit California Water Foundation, one of the groups promoting new steps to manage groundwater. He says those who have resisted more thorough management of the resource now see they have something to lose.
The basic issue in play here is, and we're seeing this happen all across the state, is absent a regulatory structure, people's property rights and water rights are being impacted and diminished daily.
Of course, a wet winter would be the quickest fix for California's water problems. But some water scientists say the odds are the state is in for yet another drier than normal year. For America Abroad, I'm Dan Brecke in San Francisco.